Caitlin is a woman in STEM. I literally, yeah, I'm useless. Anyway.
No, I'm a woman who wants to cry at all times.
I had no idea what you meant when you were like, have the sign face you. I'm like, what are you? I don't know what you want from me. Anyway, hi everyone. Hello.
Okay, big, big,
huge.
First of all, happy 30th
happy
episode.
Happy 30th, bitch. Woo!
Yay. Okay.
30th episode, guys. Not actually our birthday.
And for the visuals, visual people.
Look at this.
You may have noticed something a little bit different.
We don't look like Adam Sandler.
We look like we showered this
watch
week.
Watch out. Watch out.
This week's episode is... what's the right word? I was going to say excitably. This week's episode is brought to you by Face Studio on Brighton Road.
Yeah.
The beautiful Rachel has ever so kindly gorgeous. Allowed us to film and record in a space this week.
Gorgeous girl. So no cocoa. Barking.
I'm not going to get humped this week, guys.
Unreal.
That's huge.
No committee meeting.
We look gorge. We look like we know what we're doing.
Honestly, if you need a space to make content, create content.
Gorge.
This is it. Like it's yeah. So nice.
It's on Brighton Road in Adelaide. It's so, oh my God, so many fun things. I'm so excited. Now that I've settled, me and the mic are no longer fighting. Also, we get here and so there's like a little keypad thing to get the key to get in, right? And I'm like, okay, six. We pull up. There's a door with it on the door. And I'm like, cool, put in the code. It works. I get out the key, open the door, full construction site.
We were like, where do we put our stuff?
Like, this doesn't really look
this
like
isn't the vibe
the photos.
We were going for, yeah.
But okay, go in, look around. And I'm like, nah, this can't be right. Anyway, turns out we were in the wrong spot. It just happened to have the same key code.
It was the building next door. Yeah, so...
Apologies for breaking and entering into your construction
site. I mean, looks like you're... Yeah, it looks like you're creating a wonderful space.
Can you imagine if we just didn't even...
Imagine if there were people there.
And we're like, hi, we're just here to record.
Reporting for shift.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my days.
But welcome back, everyone. So, let's... We've got huge news.
We've got so many things to discuss.
Okay.
Where to begin?
I'm so glad you asked. Let's start with running updates.
Okay. Okay.
So...
Girls, listen the fuck up.
So we've been doing Run Club. And...
As all of you will know.
This week...
As avid listeners.
We were like, let's actually use our Revo memberships.
Yep.
So we were like, we'll go to the gym twice this week. Purely just to run.
And the fact that we did that in itself.
I know, because it's dark, it's cold. Yeah. Big round of applause. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Tuesday, I picked you up and I was like, okay, my aim is to just run for 5 minutes straight.
Yeah.
If I'm feeling good, we'll keep the good vibes going. Yep. Otherwise, like, it's a win kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the whole intent, just burped, is that... I want to like train my endurance, build up my endurance so that I can get better outside.
When we pitched the idea to ourselves, we were like, Caitlin was like, okay, my goal when we go to Revo is to go on that treadmill and just do a long run.
Yeah.
Just want to do a long run. So like when we were driving there, Caitlin was like, look, I'm happy if I can run straight for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If I could do a kilometer, unreal. Dude. Game changer.
You would not hear the fucking end of me if I ran a kilometer.
Yeah.
So get on the treadie and I'm watching. What did I watch? I watched Brooke and Connor make a podcast on my phone. You were watching a World War II documentary.
From the front lines. Yes, that's correct.
So I'm running and 5 minutes comes and I'm like, I'm feeling good. Let's just keep going. Next minute, I've run 2 kilometers nonstop, which is, it took me about 20 something minutes. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's unreal. That is unreal.
The longest I'd ever run is 2.5, and that was about 8 years ago.
Keeping in mind that we've only been running at, like, you only joined Run Club like 3 weeks ago. Like this will be your 4th week.
I don't know why this time's so different.
Like, I think it's the Pilates and like the cardio that's a part of it. Because like we're not doing anything different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Then... And you did phenomenal.
Yeah. You... So my goal, so I've been using the Runner app for anyone that is controversial. we'll circle back to this. But on Thursday, when we went back to Revo, I tried the Nike Run Club app. There is nothing that infuriates me quicker than a man just constantly doing this.
That man didn't shut the
fuck up. I don't know who the man was that was on that app, but he just would not shut the fuck up. And like I downloaded one of the pro. Anyway, I'll get back to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I prefer Runner over the Nike Run Club app. Fair enough. But I'm going to try to give it a little bit of time. But anyway, I use Runner and my run was a 1 kilometer warm-up run. Sorry, that's usually my max and then I tap out. Anyway, 1 kilometer run and then it was 400 meter run intervals with 120 second walks in between. And the 400 meter intervals, I was meant to pick up my pace. So usually when we do run club on a Sunday, my pace is usually about, I think we just cracked 10 minutes per kilometer. And then, so I did my run and then I finished, I think I did 3.5K all up. And I finished with a pace of 8 minutes something.
That was crazy. Like, your...
I was knees to chest, bitch. I was Forrest Gump. I just kept on running.
But you're so fast. Oh, my like, God. Even outside, I think you would run faster if you didn't have me there. Whereas
no.
I like...
Simply no.
No, but you are. I like running slower but longer.
Yeah.
Whereas you are just naturally faster.
I just... No, but I can be fast, but only for a little bit of time, and then I can't pick myself back up.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I found with the first week of Run Club when I did it solo, was that I tried to keep up with the group of the first leg, and I did for a teeny tiny little bit, and then I just gassed myself out.
My
and
little heart, you just went, wait for me!
And then everyone's just starting to look like ants, and I was like, okay.
Bye-bye. I would have cried. I would have fucking... Do you know what? I would have stopped and walked back to the studio, got in my car and went home.
Edit violin music over that bit, please.
You know that TikTok edit and goes like black and white and it's like...
figure it out.
Yeah.
We need that. Aww. I forgot what the point of that was. No, back to you. Back to you.
So, we back to the studio. So
thanks, Mark.
We just ran 1K full, but then 3.5K total.
Yeah.
2K full, which is just, that's insane. That's just unfucking heard of.
Unreal. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Like, I didn't think I'd ever run 2K.
Yeah.
Right? Then we were on a high.
We were on a high. And then we were like, we deserve a seat in a massage chair.
I forgot about this. Right. Listen up.
So glad you asked. This
is a direct message to the Revo community.
Yeah.
If you are at the gym and it is visibly, not only busy in the gym, but also in the little area where you pay extra to use a nice, fun massage chair, right? And you do a little massage. I don't care how long the initial one is. That's fine. Do not then go next.
Again.
Twice. This woman literally sat in there for 3 rounds. We waited half an hour and not a single chair came available.
No.
So I went home and I literally drew up a plan on how I will ruin that woman's life.
In pain. Yeah, literally. And we were waiting. Like, all well and good if you want to go a second, third round and you check and there's no one waiting for it. Fine. Yeah. Both at once.
Yeah.
Don't do it when people are visibly waiting. Like, that
was so annoying.
Fucking rude. So, jail to that. And then also, in that little extra bit, they have massage guns. Me and Caitlin were like, sick, there's three there. We'll just do that instead of a massage chair. Do you think they're fucking charged?
They've never been charged. Ever. In their life.
What am I paying for?
Right. One of them doesn't even have the massage bit on the end. No. It's just straight machine.
Oh, there's like a box with like the different attachments. Yeah.
Well, maybe they should have told me that at the kiosk.
Have some arrows.
So
that pissed us the fuck off. So we went home and we waddled back to the car because we were tanked.
But then Thursday came around and we'd suggested that we would go again on Thursday, but we do very much bail on Revo because it's a lot of work.
We didn't, though.
No, we didn't. We were like, let's do it. We were real good. Right? Yeah. And again...
We were on a high from the Tuesday.
Yeah. But I didn't want to get my hopes up. So I was like, My aim today is 7 minutes of running. Anything above that,
yeah,
is happy days.
Yeah,
I want everyone to sit the. All right, if you're standing, are you ready? Sit down. If you're driving, just stop. Like, stop driving.
Yeah,
I don't care where you are. Stop driving immediately. All attention on us.
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone to guess how many k's we run. Have you put in your guess? It's like Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, just waiting in silence.
We're a sniper.
Sniper, stop. Oh, I said swiping. Sniper, same. Do you have your target?
Sniper's yes. Up the back with a sniper.
With a Glock.
Dora's about to get her shit shot out of
Dora her. Dora from the block, damn.
Dora crosses over with Call of Duty Ghost.
Shit.
Anyway, we ran, both of us.
Yeah.
Non-fucking-stop.
Non-stop.
3 kilometers.
Three whole
kilometers. I have tears in my eyes. Are you kidding me?
Unreal.
Like, we have tried to get into running so many times.
Yeah.
I think the furthest we've ever ran was 1 kilometer and we almost died.
That was, yeah, when we signed up to a 5K fun run.
Like,
plot twist, there is nothing fun about 5K.
Remember when we used to do boxing? We could do the 800 meters.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could not. Yeah. I could not do the 800 meters for the life of me. And we just ran 3 kilometers. That's the entirety of Run Club.
Yeah. So the test tomorrow, we record, where this is Saturday.
Yeah, we're recording on a Saturday.
The real test is tomorrow at Run Club to see if we can run the full thing outdoors. So the full 3K.
Yeah. Not to alarm everyone, but the Paris Olympics are coming up this year and I am expecting a phone call from the running team.
Or a letter, yeah.
Yeah, I will check my
mailbox. I'd be happy to be a sub, to be honest.
Paris Olympics, I'm loving the vibe. Have you seen the poster artwork?
No. Should I look it up?
Gorge. Like, I want to buy the poster. You can buy the poster. I want to buy it and hang it in my house.
That's a bit fun. I want one if you get one. Now, I would also like to talk about the Nike Run Club app.
Yes.
Paris Olympics.
I'll poster. Start.
Yep, you go.
So, it would to look.
Is this your, it?
Show me.
It's a cartoon.
I love it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like, zoom in.
I just wasn't sure.
The intricate details.
No, I love that.
Right?
That's fun.
So, it was my mistake. Cool. I downloaded the Nike Run Club app because with Runner, if you don't do the workouts in order that they tell you to do,
you can't progress.
You can't progress. And that doesn't work for me. I just want to be able to pick whatever I'm vibing at the time.
Mm.
So
whereas I'm the opposite. I very much like having a plan.
Okay.
Like, I like knowing, I like someone figuring out how I get to the destination.
Yeah.
And then you tell me how to get there.
Yeah.
Runners, yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, look how amazing this is. You should download it. Oh my God.
Yeah. And so with the Nike Run Club app, you can pre-download like a program. So like a run. So there's like first time treadmill run, lunchtime run.
Like 15 minute run.
Run when you 25. Don't want to run.
Like, yeah. So good.
So there's heaps to choose
from. And I like
that
they're based on how long you run for, like, time wise.
Yeah.
I think that works better for my brain too, going, okay, I'm gonna run for X amount of minutes versus I'm gonna achieve this distance.
Yeah.
Because I get to the time and then I'm like, I'm actually feeling okay, I'll keep going.
Yeah.
And it just works.
Yeah, and like, so many people have recommended the Nike Run Club app. So I downloaded it, I pre-downloaded the runs that Caitlin did. We were gonna do the same run together. We get on the treadmill, we both have our headphones in, we both start it. I see Caitlin just go.
Look, I actually around. Got furious.
She was so confused. And then she takes her headphones off. She's like, nah, I can't do that. If I have that man talking the whole time, I'm going to kill myself.
Because I started a YouTube video and I'm trying to watch that. And he wasn't saying anything of value. He just wouldn't shut
yapping.
Up. And I took it off. I was like, this man is pissing me the fuck off. And I had to turn it off.
Is that how people react to us when we're just doing this? Now I'm conscious about it. I'm like, am I pissing people off by just chatting bear shit every day of my life? Anyway, yeah, it pissed me the fuck off. And then what made me even madder, so this was like first treadmill run, so you're expecting it to be like pretty chill, just easy as just to get warmed up, get used to the whole thought of running on a treadmill. This man goes, after like 10 minutes in, he hasn't stopped talking at this point. He's like, all right, now on your treadmill, you should see the incline buttons. Let's go up and start off at 2% incline.
No.
Excuse me? Now, what he was saying, though, is that a lot of people that run on treadmills, they do put the incline up to like 1 to 2% normally to kind of recreate the incline that you've got running outside.
Okay.
And it kind of gives you the resistance that a similar-ish resistance to what you would outside to account for like wind and all of that. So that's why people do it. But I was like,
I'm not in that headspace.
No.
Let me have an easy win.
That's not my agenda today. I'm just here to suss out the vibe.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you know what sounds better than 2%? 3%. And he's like, no, actually, let's bump it up to 3.5. I know you've got it in you. And I'm like, shut the fuck. Do not believe in me.
I would have punched the middle of the treadmill.
Oh,
I would have actually just gone.
God, duh! I just know that man is blonde. I know it. Oh, my God. It pissed me the fuck off. So anyway, I had to stop the app because and like my music goes quieter because it's like focusing on him talking. And it was absolute chaos.
But we ran 3K.
But baby, we did it.
I reckon we can do it tomorrow. The key is just go really slow.
Real slow.
If anything, rather than stop, just slow down.
Yeah, yeah.
And just focus on your breathing.
Fucking going, bitch.
We're going to be fine.
Yeah, we're going to be so fine.
And like, because we know where it ends, it's kind of, I don't know how to articulate, but like when I'm running, I'm going to be thinking like, okay, I'm halfway there. Just keep going. Like I know where the end is.
Yeah. My issue is going to be when we get to that last K and we have to cross the road because that's when we have to stop.
I am scared of that. But
it's the last K. It's 1K.
I reckon the last two run clubs we haven't had to stop. So let's manifest not having to stop. Yeah.
So we'll keep you posted on that, guys. But speaking on running, we had a little networking event this morning. It was hosted by She Creates.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with them now. I follow them on everything.
I'm so glad that you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I had so much fun. Honestly, all of the networking events that you drag me along to, I have the best time.
I've been to like a lot of networking events and She Creates are my absolute favorites. Like I've never been to an event where it's actually been other people like me.
Yeah.
That I get along with.
I love networking events. Like, not to be sexist or anything, but I love networking events where it's like created and supporting women.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just an absolute vibe.
Yeah.
Just to see other women in business just killing it.
Yeah.
Having a yarn. Anyway, it was like an activity and then like a little networking sesh. So the activity was a like express 25 minute reformer Pilates session at Platform in North Adelaide, which was right up our fucking alley because we're a slut for Pilates.
This was a bit different to Strong because the Pilates reformers were smaller than Strong's.
Yeah.
I think they're more of a traditional Pilates reformer at Platform, which I don't know. It felt harder.
Yeah.
I prefer the Strong ones.
Because there's not as much room.
Yeah. I just feel like I'm going to die.
Yeah.
So
they have, reformer classes, but then there's also a second studio. And in that studio they hold like a run and weights class.
That's terrifying.
Run and weights classes. It's in the dark. There's just like blue LED lights. That's the only light in that room. I love the thought of exercising in the dark.
No, I don't. I have
absolutely zero spatial awareness, so it would be a work health and safety issue. And it was hot in there.
There was no air ventilation.
Yeah. We had a little tour of the studio.
Yeah.
We got to suss everything out. And then, I feel like I don't normally get the shakes in a Pilates class, which might mean that I'm not working as hard, but I was shaken like a fucking leaf this morning.
This was a little bit different. Like some of the exercises were kind of similar to what we do at Strong. But there was one and you're standing up, but you're straddling the Pilates machine and then like pulling in the ropes. I don't have a lot of like leg endurance or leg muscles. Like I'm an upper body. It doesn't look like I'm like, you don't have to tell me twice. Okay. But I enjoy training upper body and I have a lot more tolerance for upper body than I do lower body. Yeah. And I think subconsciously it's because of my back.
Yeah.
So like I was tapping out every 2 seconds. I couldn't do it.
Oh, but also like I don't have the leg width.
No.
Or the leg limb. Like my legs aren't long enough.
Why is my cooch open? To straddle
something and stand.
Like why is my cooch open at 8 a.m. on a Saturday?
My flaps were brushing upon that reformer.
It's like a nice cool breeze just airing me.
Dusting the reformer with my flaps. it wasn't right. But yeah, I was shaken though doing that.
It was good. I did enjoy it and I can see why platform has such a cult following, like why people who go love it.
Oh yeah, it's got everything,
and like everyone who goes deserves to be skinny. You absolutely deserve to be skinny.
Yeah,
I'm more of a strong person.
Oh, strong till I die.
Strong is just I feel like if I went to platform I would give up because it's more, I've never been to F45, but to me it feels more in line with like a CrossFit F45 style.
It's kind of like if KX Pilates and F45 had a love child, that would be platform.
Okay, whereas I feel like strong is just better suited to me.
Yeah,
it's suited just, to the girlies. Who I'm not trying to train for shit.
No,
I just want to move my body.
I'm not
a
here
bit.
To be an iron woman. I'm just.
But it was so much fun, and we met so many lovely people.
Yeah.
We met this one woman who has run marathons, and she's training for the Gold Coast Marathon. Mm-hmm. Like, here I am being like, we run 3K. Yeah. She's like, every Sunday I run 26 kilometers. And I'm trying to do the math in my head on how far. Like,
she trains every single day. And I was just fucking inspired. I was like,
so in awe.
Like, literally, I was like this the whole time she was talking. Because I was like, how are you functioning right now?
I just want to watch everything she does, like, fitness-wise.
Holy dooly.
Obsessed. Like... For me, from the distance from my house to the city is less. It would...
Like, okay, the length, the distance that she runs on the Sunday is how far I travel to get to work. That would be me running.
That's like
me driving to work and back. Yeah,
if I drove to work and back, that's her on a Sunday just doing a chill run.
What? Like a social run.
Like, honestly...
What?
Girl,
what?
You can take my spot at the Paris Olympics. Like, you deserve it. Then we also met a woman who single-handedly saved Wang Wang and Funi from being kidnapped by the Chinese.
Truly. I played along because, like, you guys were like, oh, like, you know about the politics around Wang Wang and Funi the pandas. And I was like, very well-versed in that, actually, yes.
I only saw one headline, to be fair.
No. Please, do tell.
You're like, I've written
dissertation.
Yeah, dissertation about it.
Huh? Had no idea. Yeah. So she was saying that there's all this palaver about Wang Wang and Funi because they've been here for like over 10 years now. Mm-hmm. They're not pregnant and the Chinese government kind of want them back. We're a bit iffy with the Chinese government and Australian government anyway.
We're like, we don't want to give them back. We love them.
Yeah, we're like, no, we want to keep them.
The Chinese think that they're dying as well.
And yeah, the Chinese think that they're dying and culturally it makes more sense for them to pass away in China, which I understand, but the whole premise was like us being like, no, they're not pregnant, but they're also not dying. Yeah.
And so she worked... she worked for an agency and they worked with the zoo to put together this video campaign that got sent to the Chinese people.
Yeah.
I can't remember the group name, like the government group name.
Yeah.
And to be like, they're cool here. Let us keep them. And it worked. Please
let us keep them. And so, yeah, they extended their visa. So they're here for a little bit longer.
Oh my God.
Which is fun. But I have never actually seen the pandas.
That's nuts.
I think we need a zoo day.
Yeah, we've done Monado.
Yeah.
Let's go to Adelaide Zoo.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I wonder if you can get like little scooters and roll around. I can't
believe I've never seen the pandas.
I feel like I have. Yeah, no, I have. I made my parents take me there for my birthday 1 year.
I want a panda hat.
Yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, so she single-handedly saved the pandas, and then we met this amazing other woman,
yeah,
who has worked on some huge ad campaigns and just all round freaking legend. Yeah,
literally. And
loves
then
F1.
Yeah, and her husband used to have a podcast talking about F1, and I was like, I love F1. Oh, give it to me. And then we were talking about F1 because the Oz GP is on this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, everyone that we met was so nice. We keep meeting really nice people.
I wonder
if people think that about us.
I hope so.
Like, do people walk away and go, wow, they were really nice? Or do they walk away and go, wow, they were on the spectrum.
Fuck, they were annoying. I, like, oh, my God, no. Because that's honestly my fear, is that I'm just too much.
Just know we're trying our best.
Okay. Like, I'm just trying to be friendly.
We're trying our best, and we're so nervous that we're overcompensating.
Yeah, like, I just don't know when to stop. I just don't know. And I'm an open book, too. Like, there is nothing mysterious about me.
No, I said something to Dad the other day, and Dad's like, do you really? Oh, I must have said something at work, and I was telling him about it, and he's like, do you not think that that's something you should keep to yourself? And I was like, Mark, do you really think that if I was someone who kept something to myself, I would have a podcast?
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, you just have no filter. And I'm like, okay.
What is, and I have 5 toes. What's your point? 10 toes. Oh my God.
Oh my God, breaking.
You're
news.
Like, what? Bitch, are you walking? 5. Wow.
Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Okay. Perfect segue.
Okay.
Into, let's talk about Immaculate. We'll come back to pop culture news later. Okay.
How does that have anything
because
to do with toes?
Because the branding on the bottom of the feet.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Okay. Brilliant.
Last night, we went and saw Sydney Sweeney's new film, Immaculate, in cinema.
Now, please tell the audience the background to this movie, because I was flabbergasted when you told me this.
You just contacted me, like, via email. No, you text
Dear
me.
Dear whom it may concern.
You text me and you're like, let's go see Immaculate, and like, Sydney Sweeney's Immaculate. And I was like, sick, let's do it. I was like, did you know that this was the first film that Sydney Sweeney ever got casted in?
Crazy.
But then it, like, got dropped. I don't know. It must have been, like, funding or something. Yeah. They didn't proceed with it. And then, so she's obviously become big and famous. And then she went back and bought the rights to the film, reworked the script with, like, script writers. And then she's fully produced the film. I think it's her, producing debut.
Wild.
It is so good. It is so good.
Like, if you, like, why get anyone else to do something that you can do yourself?
She was so passionate about the film. She was like, it deserves to
be. That made me want to watch it more.
Yeah.
The fact that she was like, no, the world needs to see this film.
Do you know what? She was right. It was really good.
It was really good.
It was so, like, for a horror, it was so good. Also, I think doing a horror really well is really, really hard. And for that to be her producing debut,
yeah,
she's got so much talent in the producing world.
Rom-com Sydney Sweeney.
Flop.
Love your doll, but no, that's not your calling. Sydney Sweeney in distress.
Yes.
Sydney Sweeney fighting for her life.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal.
I said this
unreal
after we saw Anyone But You. Mm. I didn't like rom-com Sydney Sweeney.
No.
I didn't believe it. Her acting, she just felt monotone and flat, right?
Yeah.
In comparison to Euphoria, which is highly emotional.
Yeah.
This, so there's a scene towards the end, and I don't want to give any, like, major spoilers away, but there's a scene at the end where she's screaming at the camera for a good couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah.
That in itself shook me to my
core.
Yeah,
didn't it? That rocked me.
It was so
raw.
Like, raw and disturbing, but so believable.
Yeah.
And, like, her, it sounds so silly because all she's doing is screaming at the camera. But all my days, like, I did not think she was acting at all.
No.
Do you know what? Let's get deep for a second.
Yeah, go.
To me, that felt very, like, metaphory for, like, the women's, like, female experience.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it feels like to be a woman.
Oh, 100%. I'm constantly internally screaming.
Like, there was one time you and I were in my car.
Oh, yeah.
This was when Billie Eilish's
we were going through it. I can't remember
what was
why.
The song called.
Oh, happily.
Yeah, that one. The one that's like a bit like Bohemian Rhapsody, where it starts off
I'm happier than ever.
Yeah, and then at the end.
Happier than ever.
Happy, yeah.
Yeah.
Then at the end, when it's like really, really loud, I was saying to you, I was like, I was going through this thing. No, I wasn't going through anything. But I would just drive and I would scream it, that M bit, to the point where you think you're going to pass out.
Yeah.
It honestly felt like a body reset, like a full body reset.
I just get afraid that people are going to hear me.
I don't care. It felt so good.
Yeah, right.
That's what that scene reminded me of.
Mm, big mood.
So freaking good. So the synopsis of the movie is that Sydney Sweeney plays this nun. Well, not a nun, but like a sister or whatever. Like, what is the difference between a sister and a nun? Like, nun is like the senior version?
Yeah.
So she plays a sister. She's obviously American. She
Sister
Cecilia.
Cecilia.
She goes to Rome, not Rome, but like Italy.
Yeah.
Because she's been contacted by the father of this like nunnery place to go join them. So she goes there and she joins them because her parish back home's like shut down. And there's like tons of nuns and sisters that live there or whatever.
They sound the same.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt you there. Nun is used for women who have taken solemn vows. So I think she becomes a nun when she takes her vows.
Oh, okay.
And then a sister is used for women who have taken simple vows.
Oh.
So the solemn vows, I think, are the, like, no bussing.
Yeah.
No money.
What a crazy vow to have. I mean, I already have good. Money.
Yeah. I mean, I'm already like, technically, I'm three nun. For three.
Guys, next episode is going to be from a nunnery.
I was woke.
So she joins this nunnery, and obviously being a horror, things aren't as they seem.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to give any spoilers away because it's so fresh. But obviously things start happening, and then she starts to realize that the nunnery isn't all that it seems. And so she tries to escape, and just crazy shit happens.
It was just, it was such a good movie. It wasn't very long. It was very much to the point. Got my heart racing a couple of times.
It's how movies should be done. Yeah. It was so good.
It wasn't as like paranormal as what I thought it would be.
It was one of those like jump scare
movies. Like, you know, like whenever anything like religion is involved, you think that like demons, the devil, shit like that. But this wasn't so much that, which I kind of liked. It was, a very unique concept for a horror movie based on nuns. Religion.
Yeah. Very like jump scary, gore.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Oh, okay. Now that you've mentioned it, if you aren't good with body horror.
Like, personally, I can't do fingernails and there, I can't do scout.
There is a bit with a fingernail and
I'm literally...
Caitlin could not...
I see it. I literally see 2 seconds of it starting to happen. I've got my forearms covering my ears, like clasping my hands around the back of my head, and I've got my eyes closed and I'm literally like
Literally. Do you reckon... Fingernails is like, do you reckon that is worse than the scalping and the cheese grater in Evil Dead Rise?
See, I can do the cheese grater for whatever
that was
like,
fucked up.
They always disturb me, don't you? Yeah. Like, I'm not sitting there going,
but you can't look that on my list. You can't look at fingernails.
I can't look at scalps and I can't look at cheese graters.
That scalping one would have sent you.
It's the only things in gore horror that truly make me
nauseous.
Fingernails
is just, it's not
Don't
right. Like, it's not right because it's just, it pulling, oh my God.
My fingernails actually hurt right now. We have to change the subject. Okay, changing the subject.
It was sticky, that's all I'm going to say.
Changing the actual subject.
Oh my days.
But it's such a good film.
Yeah, would recommend. Everyone
highly recommend going and seeing it in cinema.
Yeah.
We went thinking we were just seeing this in cinema. Turns out we accidentally bought 4D tickets.
The 4D experience was had.
We had Mary Magdalene herself sitting five rows down from us.
Shades on.
Like the oldest woman you'll ever see in your life. She's
you know that old worm in SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yeah. She's like, she's got this like, what are they called? Like a scarf thing around her head.
Yeah.
Like a printed scarf. She's got a face mask, like COVID face mask on.
Yeah.
The thickest cataract sunglasses you'll ever see.
She looked like she was going to go drive, like have a Sunday drive in a convertible with the top down.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. But she was blind.
Yeah. Okay.
The movie starts. And you just hear this woman like, oh, it almost sounded demonic.
Yeah,
it did. This woman like talking, it sounded like she was speaking in tongue or like Italian or something, yapping away, but saying it felt very like possessed.
Literally.
And you were like, is that in the film? Yeah, I was like, no, that's just Mary five scenes down.
I just wasn't sure. I was like, is this surround sound? Stand.
And then there was a guy sitting across from her who, like, something would happen in the film and he'd go, whoa, wow.
Whoa.
That might be my favorite cinema experience, yeah, to be honest.
You get the real characters in the small ones.
Yeah. Like, it didn't.
Like, you wouldn't hear that in VMAX because everyone's too far away.
Like, sometimes people making noises in the cinema irks me, but they, yeah. I could have sat with them for hours.
They were great.
I didn't want it to end.
She would mumble something and we'd be like, mm-hmm. Correct.
Like, yes. Facts.
Very insightful.
So funny. I would give Immaculate a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, same.
So good.
Same, yeah.
My only qualm was the ending. And it wasn't that it was a bad ending. I have an alternative ending idea that I think is stronger.
Yeah.
But fantastic.
Mm.
Highly recommend, particularly if you're a horror fan.
Yeah.
So jumping back, let's go into pop culture.
Okay.
Speaking of horror.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a missing persons case for the last few months.
Truly.
So for those of you who don't know, Kate Middleton, there's been a whole world of drama around Kate Middleton recently online.
Up until a couple of days ago, if not maybe yesterday.
Yeah.
She hadn't been seen since December 20. December 28.
Yes. Yeah.
End of December. End of December.
It came out, it was announced that she'd had serious abdominal surgery. But still, no one had seen her. And because of how public the royal family are and how often you see them because of their public engagements, people just started creating the craziest conspiracy theories.
It was very suspicious. People started cluing on like, hang on, we actually haven't seen her in the flesh in quite some time.
All these rumors started.
What is going on?
People were saying that she was dead. People were saying that.
So I have a couple of the conspiracies.
Oh my God. Give it to me.
We'll start off lightly and then we'll get into it.
Okay.
not making fun of it because we'll go into what the reason is in a sec. Yeah. But so conspiracy theories blew up online. Some people speculated that she was on The Masked Singer. She's not. There were jokes about her like getting bangs, then being terrible and then needing to grow them out. Which is
me.
Yeah, resonates with me.
Yeah.
And then I found this one on Reddit. And it's like a whole timeline. This bitch was like, I've cracked the fucking code. So Kate's in a coma after a traumatic brain injury that she won't recover from. Then Charles is going to die from his cancer. Then the British people will find out that Will killed her and they'll refuse to let him be king. George will then inherit the throne, but regent? I don't know what that means, but a regent must be appointed. Maybe that's like
like a jester.
Like, I think like someone to like help him make decisions.
Oh yeah,
because
he's
so young.
I forgot he's a child, my bad.
Yeah. The line of succession for regents is one Harry and then two Andrew, and thus the monarchy dies.
Okay.
I was like, that's wild. Other people were saying that she was going to get, that she was like away from the public eye because she was getting a BBL.
One rumor that I saw was that allegedly Will had an affair with this woman, right? And then
apparently the nanny or the person that the neighbor or something.
It was like this woman, she was in the news recently and I can't remember her name. And then her, then people were like, her eldest son looks like Will. So they felt like that was Will's like illegitimate child. And then the rumor was that Kate then had an affair to get back at him. And then was pregnant and then had like lost the baby all during like this time. And then people were saying that they had a fight and that because of it and Will like beat her up that like she was on her deathbed or that she was dead.
Yeah.
And these were all just crazy rumors. But like just seeing the internet all come together and fixate over one thing, like when the Willy Wonka stuff was happening,
I was just gonna say,
people were joking saying that she was the unknown behind the the mirror. People were saying, and then the Mother's Day Photoshop thing happened.
Yes.
And so they released this photo for Mother's Day and very quickly everyone figured out that it was heavily photoshopped.
Yeah, it's Kate and like her three kids.
Yeah, three kids.
But yeah, it was. And then that raised even more questions because then everyone's like, they're trying to cover something up.
Yeah.
And someone then, called the feds. It's a stick up.
And then the Royal Palace released a statement claiming, like, as if it was from Kate, being like, as most amateur photographers, I like to dabble in Photoshop. And, like, everyone's like, bitch, we all know you're not sitting behind a computer on Photoshop the eve of Mother's
You don't
Day.
Have an Adobe subscription. Don't lie to me.
Like what?
And like everyone was taking the piss about it as well. Like celebrities got involved. Yeah. Like, but then they released a video
this morning
of Kate Middleton and she announced that she's going through treatment for cancer and that's why she's been MIA for the last quarter essentially.
So when she had her abdominal surgery, she went into it and her medical team were like, it's nothing cancerous. Then when they when she came out and they'd done testing on, there's no details around her abdominal surgery, so who knows, but they've obviously taken something out, done testing, and there was cancerous cells found in what they'd taken.
Yeah.
So she's, for the last few months, been going through preventative chemotherapy.
Yeah.
Which makes sense why the photo was photoshopped, why she hasn't been in the public eye, because chemotherapy is so hard on the body.
Yeah.
You look sick when you're on it, you lose a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can have hair loss. So no wonder she whether it was she or the palace, whatever, had photoshopped the photo because she obviously isn't looking and feeling her best, maybe.
Like, I get why they did it, but they were so careless with the photoshopping.
Yeah.
Like, you have a lot of money.
Yes.
Who is not proofing that image to make sure that you can't...
It came out this week because the Royal Palace are now hiring in their comms team, right?
Yeah, a new photoshopper.
A new photoshopper. And the salary came out and it's something like £25,000 a year.
Which is nothing.
And everyone was like, no wonder the comms team's terrible because they're getting paid nothing.
Yeah.
And
if anything, they need stronger comms now more than ever.
Yeah. So, yes. One, like, obviously, best wishes to Kate.
I wonder how Prince Charles is doing.
Do you reckon they do chemo together?
King Charles Spaniel.
Do you reckon they do chemo together?
I reckon they share a room.
Hmm. If one of us got cancer, I would want the other one to get it at the same time so we can do chemo together.
I'd sit with you if you had cancer.
I feel like it would be like this. We sit side by side. Yeah. We get our little chemo. We can get little matching hats.
Yeah.
I think that would be cute.
I'll shave my head.
Okay. I would shave my head for you.
Would you?
Yeah. No questions asked.
Stop.
Doesn't bother me. I wouldn't shave it for anyone else.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, I don't want people who know me to suddenly be like, oh, shave your head for me. Like, bitch, it's not happening.
No.
It's a limited edition kind of offer.
I just don't understand, like, they're such a, not like a public family, but like they're in the public eye a lot. Why, like, I get that there are some things that you want to keep private and you don't want to talk about. And surely they would have known that people would have realized that she was not at things and not seen, like, what? I just don't understand the logic behind.
With all due respect, like, the royal family, they, without the public, they have no money,
Yeah.
No job, no relevance.
No money, no family, right? 16 in the middle of Miami. Because
they're literally paid by the taxpayers.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sorry, but you owe the general public any updates. Yeah. You truly do. Because it's not like a celebrity. Like, obviously celebrities make money off of the general public, but you're not forced to give them money.
No.
My understanding is that literally taxpayers' money, regardless of whether you support the royal family or not, goes to the royal family. That's how they're funded. Is there like
a royal family tax?
I don't know. Maybe it's just a portion taken out of your normal tax. Need
to investigate that.
Maybe I'm all wrong, but that's my understanding. And if that's the case, like, sorry, but if that's the case,
just drop you don't even need to make a video or like, just drop a statement. I just don't understand. They could have nipped it in the bud so much sooner and like avoided all this palaver.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, are they kind of like, did they keep it going for so long to try to...
The press of it.
Yeah.
I must say, it was like Ocean Gate. I love when something happens. And
it brings the community together.
Twitter is hell on earth sometimes, but nothing makes Twitter better than a conspiracy theory.
Absolute. Like, it is honestly the time to live.
I love it.
I wonder what the next one's going to be. Like, you really can't call it.
I know. That's the best part about it, though.
I love it.
So, in other news, I've discovered on TikTok this week that Post Malone,
yes,
is releasing a country album.
How fun. He's been releasing snippets and every single one is an absolute banger. Dude. I've only seen the ones with Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs, but...
The fact that he got both features?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Like, has he announced when it's going to drop?
I don't think so. Dude, country is his best genre yet. Like, nothing suits Post Malone better than country music.
The resurgence of country, I'm living. Beyonce's album comes out next week, the country one.
Already? That's soon.
Next Friday.
Love that.
The 29th. Yeah. I'm so excited for... That's going to be my whole entire personality, honestly.
We need cowboy hats. We need cowboy
I'm going to be
boots.
New boot goofing everywhere.
I'm going to get face tattoos just for Post Malone. I just know his album is going to be my album of the year.
It's going to be so good. I hope he drops it soon. There's nothing worse than when like people tease an album and then don't drop it like within a month. Like I'm not like...
Yeah, grow up.
Come on.
Yeah.
Don't tease me like that.
But I'm so excited. Yeah, the snippets sound amazing.
Bang it.
It's so good. I
just fucking love country music.
And then for all of those who follow along with who I'm in love with each month, this month I'd like to proudly announce that white man crush of the month, Austin Butler. He's finally come onto my radar.
I didn't see this one coming.
Do you know what? I loved him when he was with Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah.
And then he went into his Elvis era and I hated that. That made me want to
I still never, haven't seen that movie and I don't know if I'm going to.
I'm never going to watch it.
Yeah, okay.
I have no business watching.
Even though Brittany Broski was, that was her entire personality for like a good, yeah.
No, right. Like I love you, Brittany, but I just know that that movie is going to piss me the fuck off.
Yeah.
Him in Masters of the Air. Oh my days. And then like the interviews with him and Callum, they are literally fighting for who has the deepest, most sultry voice.
What's Callum's last name again?
Turner.
Love that man.
Their voices.
Love that man.
I want them to get a deal with one of those apps that talks to you when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
I totally
get why Dua Lipa's with him.
Oh my days. Whisper.
Hilly dooly. Yeah.
Into my ear.
Yeah.
I am obsessed
that
with
is
Austin
a ride.
Butler.
Yeah, that is a ride. I would not make it off alive, to be honest.
Do you know what? If someone said to me, you can hook up with Austin Butler, but you have to kill yourself within 24 hours after.
Where
Guess
do I
what,
sign?
Danica, it's my last
I need to
24
buy
hours.
A gun.
It's my last 24 hours on earth because I would do it.
Yeah.
I'm so
Austin
in love with him
Butler.
This week.
You a have, blondie.
If you watch Masters, it's The Voice.
Is it a good series?
Oh, it's so good.
Is it?
Okay. Dad's getting into it is for he? Different reasons.
For the historic
Dad,
value?
Dad's yes. in it for the plot.
Yeah, okay.
I was in it for the men. Great plot though. Great
okay,
story.
Yeah.
Impeccable acting.
Yeah, okay.
But holy shit, Austin Butler. He's so charismatic and like you know how Harry Styles is charismatic but in a very smooth, suave, calming way.
He's blonde Harry Styles, isn't he? Yeah, yeah.
That same vibes.
Is very he like deep, a 0.5 for you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to blow up. Like, I'm actually going to combust. If he...
Coolie.
If he walked past this building right now, I think I would go run out on that main road and get hit by a car. Because I just wouldn't cope.
Yeah, right.
I would actually fully shut down, physically and mentally.
Just, I'm just blown away by how quick this has come about.
I know. And do you know what it was? It's the interviews of him and Callum Turner for Masters of the Air. And it's also the edits. I'm on edit TikTok. And
you're on Austin Butler thirst trap talk.
Yeah. I'm so obsessed with that man. So, yeah, that's my life.
There you go.
That's it, everyone.
Wild.
I just want to give another big, 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 big thank you
yes,
to Rachel for letting us film this week's episode in Face Studio here in Adelaide.
I don't want to go back to poverty and record from my couch.
This has
been the fucking best.
We have peaked. This is good. But no, honestly, if you do need a space, definitely come.
Yeah,
check this out. This is
so if you need your makeup done as well, book in with Rachel. She did the makeup for Hannah's wedding, one of my best friends, and honestly, unreal,
stunning,
fucking talented bitch. honestly, girl boss, yeah,
girl boss,
gatekeep.
Yes, that's what I meant to say. Gatekeep, gaslight, like
girl boss.
That's the theme of this week's episode.
Thank you.
Come again.
Thank you for coming. Thanks for sticking around.
If you haven't already, check us out on socials. We're on Instagram and TikTok. You can watch the full episode on YouTube. For those who don't, you can see our ugly mugs for the full episode.
Yeah, actually, tune into YouTube and just see how unreal the quality is this week. Really start strong and get your expectations high.
But then when you watch all the other episodes, you know in the back of your mind what we could achieve.
This is what we could be.
This is what we could be. But you can't have your highs without your lows. And next week is going to be a low.
So, we're already calling it.
Yeah. But that's it, guys. Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. Happy Easter to everyone.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Happy Easter.
For the this coming week.
Yeah.
And yeah, see you next week. Bye.
Bye.